Hello and good morning to today's All Market Update with Callum McPherson. How's your weekend?
Good morning, very good. And you?
Yeah, not too bad. So it's quite a mixed week last week. The market moved significantly higher through the tensions in the Gulf and falling US inventories, but bad news on the outlook from the International Energy Agency. So let's start off with that. What did the IEA have to say about the outlook?
Yeah. So looking forward to 2020, the IEA has cut its estimate for the first quarter of the amount OPEC needs to produce to balance the market to only 28 million barrels per day, and that's the lowest that it's been since 2003. Meanwhile, the IEA also estimates that OPEC production for the last month, for the month of June, fell by about 100,000 barrels per day to reach 29.9 million barrels per day. So if we compare the 29.9 million barrels per day of current production with the IEA's expectation of the call on OPEC for the first quarter of next year, you can see that the market would be in a surplus of about 1.9 million barrels per day. And given that OPEC has already agreed to maintain current production throughout the first quarter of next year, these figures point to an oversupply in the market of 2 million barrels per day. And that is a very significant surplus, and it would be highly questionable whether the market would be able to remove that surplus over the next summer of high demand period. Regarding inventory, the IEA has also revised down its estimate of the second quarter of this year, which leads to an expectation that the market would have been supplied through the whole of the first half of this year.
Okay, so in spite of that, Brent was trading over $67 per barrel last week. Can you take us through that as well?
Well, we had a large fall in US inventories of 9.5 million barrels, and that follows the fall of 12.8 million barrels that was reported a couple of weeks ago. So the US summer demand season is well underway, but this is normal for the time of year. And although the market tends to get rather excited about these particular numbers, the real question is how the season looks in its entirety. Does this summer demand take out more inventory than usual? And it is far too early to say yet. We also have Hurricane Barry, which has just arrived or is arriving on the coast in the US Gulf, and that on its way, Hurricane Barry did lead to about 70% of production in the Mexican Gulf being shut down, but it doesn't look as if there will be any lasting damage, so a blip probably rather than a serious problem. Then in the Gulf, last week we were talking about Britain having seized an Iranian tanker, and this week the Iranians tried to seize a British tanker, but that attempt was not successful thanks to the intervention of the Royal Navy. But nevertheless, this does again highlight the challenges for shipping and the movements of oil, particularly in and out of the Gulf. Although this morning there's news that the Foreign Secretary is setting out terms for the release of the Iranian vessel, which might help to lessen tensions slightly.
Okay, and Brent has now moved through the high of the end of June. How significant is this?
Well, Brent reached highs towards the end of June of $66.80 per barrel. That area capped upside for a few days, and as you say, Brent has now moved through that. We saw a high last week of $67.65 per barrel. It has also broken its 50 and 100 day moving averages, which tend to be strong bullish indicators, but only just. Similar sorts of themes in the US when we look at WTI futures. But the moves have been a bit more decisive. So WTI broke $60 per barrel and broke its 50, 100 and 200 day moving averages. And as I say, a bit more decisively than we've seen in Brent. And now with WTI sort of leading the way in this rally, it's worth paying attention to what it's doing. I would note the trend line support, which WTI has followed on the way up, and that would be broken if WTI were to fall through $60 per barrel by, say, the middle of this week. So it's worth keeping an eye out for that. In summary, I'd say that the technical picture, just looking at the charts, is potentially strong because of these moves we've seen through these moving averages, but it isn't really decisive yet. And certainly the data, unfortunately, is a week in arrears, but the data coming from exchanges, which gives breakdowns of long and short speculative trading positions, suggests that the bulls are not enthusiastically behind this rally yet. So if the market does move much higher than where it currently is, then things will start to look a lot more positive. But at the moment, the break higher has been a little bit tentative, and so there is the possibility of it reversing.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Callum.